And in the Litvish world, people are much more machmir and will scream and yell. That there's no halachic basis. So we'll go through some of the sources, see at least what it's, the shayla is predicated on, and then we'll see some of the halach lemaisa sources where the debate rages. So we start with over here a Ramban on the very first, or the second pasuk of this week's parsha, and over here it says that I'm just going to mute everyone so we don't have background noise. If someone has a question, you can unmute yourself. There we go. Okay, so the Ramban says, if, I hope everyone can see the share screen. V'tam tumas hameis be'etre shel nachash. The reason, the reasoning, the idea behind tumas hameis is because of the etre shel nachash, the plot, the conspiracy of the nachash and Gan Eden, ki haniftar b'neshika lo yitam b'neden. Those who die through neshika do not become tome min hadin. Okay, we'll see more about that as we move along. And this is the idea that's brought down, we'll see later in the Zohar, that tzaddikim are not metame. And therefore, it says, okay, fine. Then he gets all the things over there, fine. But this Ramban is going to present itself again in the sense that the Ramban seems to be saying that tzaddikim are not metame, because they died through Mises Neshika. Now, we'll see that today, the person, if you've ever had the unfortunate experience to attend a Levaya, they have this habit, people who are Maspid, of saying, if someone passed away in their sleep, they say, the person died Mamish from Mises Neshika. I don't know what in the world that's supposed to mean, except for hyperbole in a Hespid. It's extreme hyperbole, which according to Halacha, one is not really supposed to do in a Hespid. One is supposed to exaggerate a little, but not a lot. But the term Mises Neshika is bandied about very loosely in today's day and age. You know, but Mises Neshika, as we'll see in a minute, is extremely limited. And so when the Ramban says that Tzaddikim are not metame, it's limited to people who died through Mises Neshika. Chazal give a very limited list, as we'll see soon. So we come to the second Ramban on Shir HaShirim. So he says like this, Mashad Tzarech Ladas, Kitumas Hameis, Humitzad Malach Hamashchis Hamemis. This idea that you need to know that Tumas Meis is because of the Malach who is destructive and who kills Shunikri Yetzer Hara. That Malach Hamaves is also known as the Yetzer Hara. Kamashama Hu Asatun Hu Yetzer Hara Hu Malach Hamaves. He leads out interestingly enough who Sari Shal Esav. Well, Yetzer Hara Nemar, the Ruach Hatuma Avim Minoretz. Regarding the Yetzer Hara, Hashem says in the Nevuah, I will remove the spirit of impurity from the earth. You shall be purified from all your impurities. That's the Yetzer Hara. L'kach amru chachamenu zal, ala tzadikim hayedua. Shisha, shloishalat b'malach hamavis. There are six tzadikim whom the Malach Hamavis did not have control over. Ve'eluin avram yitzlok yavi yakov, Moshe Aaron u'Miriam. It's a very short list. Very short list. Yosim v'ahem al pi Hashem. It says that they died al pi Hashem. Uva Miriam lo ne'amar, ki u'ginai l'dav. Around she says it's not proper covered by a woman. U'kishomer bako mikol kol, haremez al hashchino sho'isim yisos malyodo. Avram yitzlok and Yaakov, it is the lotion of koil, bako Hashem berech as Avram bakoil, yitzlok like v'oichal mikoil, Yaakov hashchinos only is koil, ki yeshli koil. By all of them, it has a term of koil, and that's an allusion to the shchino sho'isim yisos malyodo. They died through the shchino. Okay. The Ramban continues further down. It's going to be a very, very pivotal Gemara we're going to see momentarily. That they said when Rebbe died, Kahuna was bottle. That the Kehanim were allowed to be involved in Rebbe's burial, okay, and to become quote unquote Tamei Meis because his Mitzvah was not through the Shechina. So let's see this Gemara Taka, this Gemara that the Ramban is alluding to. Let me zoom in over here. Should have done that earlier so that we can actually see the words. So here we have, this is the famous Gemara in Ksubis, which I'm sure a lot of you are familiar with, the Gemara about what happened when Rebbe died and so on. We're not going to go through the whole Gemara. I just want to go through the part that is relevant to us over here. Just one second. Sorry. So here we go. So the Gemara says, on the day that Rebbe died, Kedusha was batal. Okay, Kedusha was batal. So the Taisa says, what does it mean Kedusha was batal? He was called Rabbeinu HaKadosh, and he died, so that level of Kedusha departed from the world. This is that we learn at the end of Masechta Saita. When Rebbe died, humility and fear of heaven were batal. We can say that Kedusha was included. Now, here is the pivotal line. The Harav Rebbe Chaim Kohen Hayomer, if I would have been around when Rabbeinu Tam died, I would have been metame to him. This is batla kedusha that it says over there. Hainu kedushas kehuna. This is the kedusha of kehuna. On that day, mashma oisayim davka, only that day, v'suloi, and nothing more. Uvehedja amar b'Yerushalmi, the Masechta Brachos, v'perek nishamesoi, the Kishamez Rebbe, amru, ain kahuna hayoim, there is no kahuna today. So it says, Reb Chaim Kohen, an amazing thing. If I would have been around when Rabbeinu Tam was nifter, I would have been metame myself, be misasik with him. But Taisa says, not everyone agrees to this, but Rebbe, whoever Rebbe is, in the context of this Taisvis, does not agree to Kimeduma le Rebbe, because it seemed to Rebbe, not Rebbe of the Gemara, but Rebbe of the Bali Taisvis, the Hasa Mairi Betumas Beis HaPras Drabonon. The Gemara Brachos is talking about Tumas Beis HaPras, which is only Drabonon, but Tumas Deraisa Loi, but bonafide Tumas Deraisa of Tumas Meis, that would not have been permitted even for Rebbe. Okay, but here we have a source, a fascinating source, Reb Chaim Kohen. No less from Chaim Kohen, about Taisvah says that Pshat in the Gemara in Ksubis is that when Rebbe died, the Kehanim were allowed and perhaps even obligated to be metapel, to busy themselves with Rebbe's burial and to make themselves tamei. And he said, he took it a step further, that he would have applied it in his time. Rabbeinu Tam, who is arguably the greatest, certainly one of the greatest, the Bali Taisvah, Reb Chaim Kohen said, I would have been metamei myself for him, had I been around. Okay, and in the Piskei Taisvis, in fact, it says, Harav Reb Chaim Kohen Omar Ilo Yisti Kishnifta Rabbeinu Tam, O Yisti Metamilet. So that's brought down in there as well. Now, what is this Gemara in Yerushalmi he's alluding to? So let's see. Says the Yerushalmi, Ma'o Sheyatame Kohen LeKovet HaNasi. Can a Kohen Metame himself for the Kovet of the Nasi? Okay, so the Gemara answers, Kadomach Rabbi Yudah Nasiya, when Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, the author of the Mishnah, was Nifter, Achriz Rabbi Yanai, Umar, Rabbi Yanai announced, and he said, Ein kahuna yoim, there is no kahuna today. No kahuna today. Okay? And Pnei Moshe, he explains, the Kavan Hanasi, Pashalei, the Kadamach, Rabbi Yehuda Nasiya, who Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Hichriz Rabbi Yanai, V'amar, Ein kahuna yoim, Shemutana Kehanim, was asked by the Kehanim, are allowed to be involved with him. Okay? So that is the Gemara Yerushalmi, and that is the Gemara Ksubis, and that is Taisvis. We are not done yet, though. The Taisvis of Rashi Ksubis also brings down Oisayam Shemes Rabbi Bata Kedusha, Shoyukar Noisir Rabbeinu Akadosh, etc. Ve'arav Reb Chaim Koyin Hoyoymer, Ilmoy Hoyisi Keshnut Rabbeinu Tam, Hoyisi Metamiloy Dahainu Bata Kedusha. That's what we saw in Taisvis. However, the Taisvis of Rashi adds a little more than what we saw in Taisvis. Ve'rabbeinu Nisim Pirish, I don't think this Rabbeinu Nisim is the Ran, because the Ran lived after the Rosh and after the Bali Taisvis. So it's probably not the Ran of Spanish fame. It's a different Rabbeinu Nisim. Pirish Kehanim Nitmu B'Misasai Shehakol Chayoven Litame Lenasi. All are obligated to be Metame themselves for a Nasi. V'chein Pirish Arayvit. And so explain the Arayvit. Nasi, etc. So the Rush, and really you should have gotten this impression already from the Yerushalmi itself. This is not a free for all that any tzaddik who's nifter, whom you think was on the level of Rebbe or Rabbeinu Tam, you can be Tame, but it's really only a Nasi. Rabbi Yehuda was called Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, and Rabbeinu Tam was also the leader of Klal Yisrael of that era of Ashkenazic Jewry, Rabbeinu Tam was the acknowledged leader of Bnei Yisrael, so he essentially served in the position of Nasi as the Gadol Hadar during his time. Okay, comes along the Beis Yosef, and he quotes this Rav Chaim, etc. And he brings on the whole Taisvis. The Yeshlet Mayal, a Rav Rav Chaim Koyin. Says the Beis Yosef, I'm matmiya, and this Rav Chaim Koyin, Shrei Rabbeinu Tamu, Haya Nasi. Vemitiru Litamais, Lerebish, Haya Nasi, Loma Yatiru Litamais, Rabbeinu Tam, Shle Haya Nasi. He did not have the official position of Nasi. Vishemo Yosef, Rav Rav Chaim, the Godel Adar, Dino Kinasi. As I just mentioned before, that perhaps a Godel Adar has the status of a Nasi. Okay, again, we tend to throw terms, we tend to bandy about certain terms in today's day and age very loosely. So you have a person who's a Nasi of this organization, or a Nasi of the Aguda, or a Nasi of of this or that, whatever, and you think he's a Nasi. Nasi, in that parlance, just means president, Nasi HaMemshala. He's not the Nasi in the sense of Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, who was, according to Halacha, the Nasi and a scion of Malchus Beis David. Okay? The Afal Pi Shivagos Maimin, Miss Afkalu, he got a Ladar, Dinai Kinasi, Rav Rav Chaim Poshadle. So says the Beis Yosef that Rav Chaim Koyin held at the Godel Adar as the status of a Nasi.
Martha.
Yeah.
In today's literature world, every Rosh Koyin is Hagoyin. And
every
Rosh Koyin is a Godel.
Why do you only limit it to today's literature world? Every person who's a member of any sort of Rebbe household, is an Admar also.
Correct. So they give out titles here.
They sure do.
4 years yeshiva, you already are going a godol, adir, you know what I'm saying?
No, efshar taka.
So maybe Rabbeinu Tam was taka going a godol, but
many years ago, I was the Rav of the shul where I grew up, who was a huge, huge Talmud Chacham. He didn't become well known because he didn't have the right balabatim, but he was a huge Talmud Chacham. He commented on this once that today on the tzedakah letters you get every gabbai for the Vada Rabbanim is a Rav Hagoyim. So he commented, he said that the problem is you have to give, like you pointed out, another title to the next shlav up. So it used to be a Rosh Yeshiva, all the Godel was called a Rav. Then they started calling every Tom, Dick, and Harry a Rav. So they started calling him Harav HaGoyin. Then they started calling him Harav HaGoyin. So, they had to add, Harav HaGoyin HaGodol. It's inflation. And eventually, how many titles can you add already? Yeah, as I get developed, we live in a world of superficiality, so we have to deal with this stuff. But in Ochanami.
A lot of Jewish geniuses.
Well, it might be a fundraising tactic. If the gabbai is Harav HaGoyin, you'll take him more seriously. You'll give him more money. Maybe he'll even daven for you for 40 days straight at the Kaisel.
Yes.
Okay. In any event, we move on. Now we come to a pretty well-known medrash that revolves around the death of Rabbi Akiva. Okay? So let's see this story quickly, and let's see that this also has reverberations in Halacha. Rabbi Akiva was locked up in jail. Rabbi Yeshua Garsi, Talmid Ohi Mishamsha, his student, Rabbi Yeshua Garsi, was being Mishamshim. Be'erev Yomtiv Niftar, Mimenu V'holach L'Beisu. Erev Yomtiv, he departed from his Rebbe and he went home. Boil Yov, Amen Alpesach Beisach, Rabbi Yeshua, sometime later, Eliyahu HaNavi stood by the entrance of Rabbi Yeshua Garsi's home. Amar Leyo, Shalom Alecha Rebbe, Amar Leyo, Shalom Alecha Rebbe, Mayri. Amar Leyo, Rabbi Yeshua, Kuma Tetzarech Meni Davar, what can I do for you? I'm like Koyin ani, I'm a Koyin. Ubasi lahagil chosh Rabbi Akiva meis or nerak beis hasurim. Rabbi Akiva was murdered in prison by the Romans. Miyad al chushneim beis hasurim amotzus pesach shar beis from basuach. They found that the door to the jail cell was open. The shar beis from hayoshen and the warden was sleeping. The chol amshay beis hasurim hayoshen. Everyone was out cold. The shkiva Rabbi Akiva al mita v'yatzu and they laid Rabbi Akiva down on a bed, and they went out. Miyad nitbal, or his koyves Eliyahu zochel atoyv and toliyal ksevav. Eliyahu Hanavi put Rabbi Akiva on his shoulders. Kishura Rabbi Yeshua gatzikach amar amar Eliyahu Rabbi Eliyahu Marti Eliyahu Akoyin. The koyin also told him to be mace. Okay. Now, before you jump in and say Eliyahu HaNavi is a malach, we need to know a big yisaid. Just hang on 1 second. Is the lawnmower in the background getting in everyone's ears? I don't hear any. Yeah, let me just close the window. Hold on 1 second. All right, sorry about that. So he said, "You're a kohen, so you have to know Yisoid from the Chassam Sofer." The Chassam Sofer says that Eliyahu HaNavi has two dinim. He doesn't say it in those terms, but he says that Eliyahu HaNavi comes sometimes as a malach, for example, Eliyahu Malach Habris, but sometimes he goes back into his body, whatever exactly that means, and he appears as a human. Okay, so for example, Gemara in Erevin says that Eliyahu HaNavi can't come on Shabbos to the Bez Nagadol because he would have to go past the Tum. Now, if he's a Malach, Malachim don't have Tum issues. Only humans have Tum issues. The Pshat is, Eliyahu, when he announces Mashiach's imminent arrival, is going to show up as a person. Whereas Eliyahu shows up at the Bris, shows up as a Malach, which is why he's allowed to go to Bris on Shabbos. But he can't come and announce Mashiach's arrival on Shabbos because then he has to come as a person. Now, why sometimes as a person, why sometimes as a Malach, why this, why that, I don't know. But in any event, apparently over here he showed up as a human, and therefore he's a kayin. How could he metame himself? Amar Leo, Chayecha Rabbi Yeshua Beni, by your life, Yeshua, my son, Chas V'Shalom, she'ein tumah but tzadikim, she'meisu va'af alay b'talmideim. There is no tumah by tzadikim who died, nor by their talmidim. Whatever exactly that means, l'kach motu lilitos Rabbi Akiva, and therefore I'm allowed to take Rabbi Akiva. So that is what is relevant to us, this medrash. It's a medrash, but seems to say that there's no issue of tumah by a tzaddik, and it even extends it to the talmidim. Okay, we're not done yet. We have a gemara, not just a medrash, a gemara which seems to bear this out. The gemara says, "Avshchei Rabba Bar Avu Leliyo Dekoi BeBeis Hakvar Shel Adik Chovim." And he found Eliyo Anavi was standing in a non-Jewish cemetery. So drop down a few lines. Amar Lei. So Rabbi Ravu said to Eliyahu HaNavi, Lav Koyin Humar. Aren't you a Koyin? My time of Koyin Marbe Zakvars. What are you doing in a cemetery? So Eliyahu HaNavi replied, Amar Lei Masni Mar Taharis. Didn't you learn Taharis? Titania. The graves of non-Jews are not metame. Okay? And this is a big, big machloikis about whether there is Tumas Oyel by an akum. Certainly the body of an akum is metame, mace, but the shayla is just tumas oil, which is why it's not nearly as big a problem for a kohen to pass by a non-Jewish cemetery as it is a Jewish cemetery. In Lakewood, there's a cemetery that goes down, those who know Lakewood, on Clifton Avenue, near County Line Road, there is a non-Jewish cemetery over there. And every so often there will be signs going up, and there's a whole tumult, that there are trees that are overhanging the street, and it's a problem for kahanim to walk there. And they would say, what do you mean? It's a non-Jewish cemetery. And someone said, no, we did some research. There are taka, unfortunately, he had been buried there. So it's a problem and so on. But, you know, there is a big shiloh, and there does seem to be room to be lenient, at least, that non-Jewish bodies are not metame ba'oihel, but Jewish bodies certainly are. Okay, so this was Eliyahu's response. So Rashi says, Lav koyin mar dekum andamar Eliyahu pinchas achsivbe and so on. Okay? Now, there is a very, very important Taisus over here that we have to see that's relevant to this discussion. Comes along Taisus, and he says like this, Mishum de Eliyahu dechuye hava madchile. Eliyahu was just pushing him off. V'hoyle leheshiv, Amos Hadron, whatever it's talking about over there, Teda, shari heshiv lekivir ad gechavim ena metamim. I'll prove to you that Eliyahu HaNavi doesn't always give a straight answer, but rather he gives you like a half answer that's not fully correct. Because Eliyahu HaNavi responds to Rabbi Bar Avuha in the same sugya that the graves of non-Jews are not metame. Like Rabbi Shimon Yochai. Afal gav deloy kaimalon kavasei, even though we don't paskin like this kula of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai.
If Eliyahu doesn't give us a straight answer, all our tekus are not going to be so clear.
Good point. I hear. I don't know. I'm not sure. It's a good. It's a fair point. This is Taisus. He says that maybe the pshat is that, you know, only when Eliyahu comes in the messianic era, then he'll get a straight answer. But now, you know, we live in a world that's without Mashiach. So there you don't get straight answers. Otherwise, really, I mean, there is a general kasha you have to ask over here. If Eliyahu will give us the answers then, why can't he give us the answers now? Why can't he give us the answers now? So maybe the pshat is we don't have the clarity of Torah to be able to be zayich those answers now. In which case, that could be the same thing over here for these things as well. I'm not sure. It's a good question. There's also a bigger issue if we have Loi Bashamayim Hi. So where's Eliyahu? How is Eliyahu coming? Is he coming as a person or as a malach? If he's coming as a malach, then he can't give you the answer anyways. But you do find in the Gemara occasionally also the expression in Yavo Eliyahu V'yomer. Eliyahu and Ovi himself would come and say dot dot dot. Anyways, so Taisus continues. Even when he was bearing Rabbi Akiva, he was Daicha Shomer Lei V'chein Chakoy and Amar Lei Tzadikim Einem Metamin. He was madche Rabbi Shua Garsi with that answer because of the covet of Rabbi Akiva. The real reason was there was no one to bury Rabbi Akiva because it was a meis mitzvah because the Romans, the government killed him, so there was no one was able to bury him, so it was a meis mitzvah. So Taisus seems to be saying that in fact there is no prop that in fact there is no Gemara that says that tzadikim are not matame. That was not a real answer. Now we'll see that others are not so happy with this. The Ramban brings down this Taisus. And again later on, it was a dichui. Says the Ramban. It's kind of dying. We certainly pass in like Rishon ben Yechai, Rishon the Ma'aser Rav, because of this Ma'aser Rav of Eliyahu Novi. Umashamer shahoye doicha oisoi chas v'sholim shimken hoye noisin michshol lifnei iver umayir b'teresh like alocha. How can he tell Rabbi Shua Garsi something which is not true, which is nagel alocha? The next thing you know, everyone's going to be going to Rabbi Shua ben Yechai's kever on Lag Ba'omer and saying, "Well, Eliyahu Novi said that's a tikkun not matame, and if it's not true, how can he tell him that? He's machshel as a rabbin that way. He's machshel ba'alocha. That's absolutely awesome. How can he do such a thing?" Okay? So the Ramban makes a very strong point against Taisvis that how could you say that he was just pushing him off and it wasn't a real answer? How could he give him a halachic answer which is not true? Okay? We move on to Sefer Eshkol. Sefer Eshkol says, Chazinan af l'nasi mitamin l'akehanim. We see, he goes through the whole Gemara over here, and he says that we see that even for a Nasi, the Kehanim, or Metame, the Chen, the Bavli, the Mis Nasi, the Omer Banoisa, Yom Shemes Rebbe Bata Kahuna, the Nasi Haya, that on the day that Rebbe died, Kahuna was Bata, he was a Nasi. It's interesting that he quotes the Gemara in Ksubas as saying Bata Kahuna, when our Gemara says Bata Kedusha. Okay? However, Zefer Eshkol continues, Aval Rabbi Afilu Movik, El Tzadik the Alma, but for a Rebbe, even a Rebbe Muvik, or for just a regular run-of-the-mill tzaddik, Rebbe Yossi, not a, Admor, Marinov, Rabbeinu, Harav, Hagoyin, Rash Kavahak, but just a regular run-of-the-mill tzaddik, Loi Metame, the Iochi, my Rebusa, the Rebbe, the Bosnian Yom Batlo. Because if not, what's the big deal that Rebbe died, Kuhuna was Batlo. But Chol to the Galmachi, every tzaddik who dies is the same thing. Okay, the Gomer of Medrash Keshikava Eliyo Rabbi Akiva Amal Rabbi Yeshua Ein Tuma Betal Mechalacham Ein Seimchin Al Halachas Shabim Medrashim. We cannot be Seimchin Halachas that are in a Medrash Im Leinirish and Iskabalu Balei Talmud unless it seems that they were accepted by the authors of the Gemara. So he doesn't mince words and he says that this Medrash cannot be relied upon Halacha and this Halacha B'metame for a Nasi is just that, for a Nasi and not for anyone less than the Nasi. Okay? So far we have very little evidence, that there's any heter whatsoever to be metame for a regular tzaddik. The only tzaddik we have right now is if Chaim Cohen said that for a Godol Ador, you could be Metame. But that's about it. And even that is only for the Kvura, not to just go and daven by their Kaver, which we'll deal with later. Okay, now we get to the Maril. Maril, of course, is, you know, largely the father of Ashkenazic Minug.
We're obviously not talking about a Meis Tzedek, right?
A
Meis Chesed. We're talking about where there are other people around the barium.
Yeah, of course, of course. Yeah, amazing mitzvah.
So how can you possibly say the kahuna is but it's a deraisa? Kahuna is a deraisa element, and the kedusha of kahuna is deraisa.
Right.
So now you're saying, oh, because you're in mourning, or because a great tzaddik died, you can be matan. Kahuna is butl.
Right.
What does that mean? They stop bringing sacrifices. If the Beis HaMikdash were here, does it mean no more Rabbi Yochas Kohanim? Does it mean no more First Aliyah?
If what? You mean because the Kuna is bottle?
So it's, yeah.
I hear it's a good. Oh, you mean on that day? It's a good question. I don't know. You're asking a question like this. If we take the position that we saw in the Ramban, that those who die by Misas Nishika don't have Tuma, so then you can argue that the pshat is that such people don't have Tumas Mace, and the Isra doesn't apply. But once you come and say it's only by a Nasi because of his status as a Nasi, so seemingly it doesn't have to do with their lack of Tuma as much as the fact the person's a Nasi. It's a good question. I'm not sure. You could argue that this status of Nasi is not for any Nasi, but only a Nasi who is, you know, a sublime, top, you know, enormous Talmud Chacham and very pure person, Baharaya. You don't find it by other Nasiim. It could just be by someone who's a Godel Adar. In other words, by dint of his great Kedusha and scholarship, he rose to the top of the pack, and that person doesn't have Tumas Meis. In which case, it's not so much that, in which case you can have a hard time understanding the verbiage. The verbiage is, Batla Kedushas Kahuna, which is not really the case. The Kedusha of Kahuna is still alive and well. It's just that this person does not have Tumas Meis. So there's no issue. So it's not clear, but you know, you're making a fair point. It's not clear since when can you just abrogate a mitzvah in the Torah because of an Asi. Okay? Now, if you take the approach, like you saw in Tais, that it's limited to Tumas Beis HaPras, which is the Rabbanon, that's a whole different ballgame. So then the pshat is that because of the covet of the Nasi, so Chazal, you know, weren't misakin in such a case, similar to covet Abrias. That Chazal were not misakin, but for covet Abrias. And in fact, clearly in the Gemara and Brachas, when the Gemara and Brachas says the Chazal did not uphold their takana by covet Abrias, the example the Gemara gives is that the Kehanim said, "Midalgan ayinu ala reinos," to go to the king. We would jump over coffins, which had a peseach tefach, and therefore not matami midaraisa, only midrabanon, in order to see the melech to give him proper covet. So, you know, that's rabanon. But you're correct. If it's deraisa, and it's because of the covet, it's hard to understand since when are we mivatul deraisa for covet, even for covet of a melech or nasi. I don't have a good answer. Okay. Moving along, says the Maril, Kivrei Tzadikim Mitamim Be'Oil. The graves of Tzadikim are Mitamim Be'Oil. No ifs, ands, or buts. Kedi Yisef Etaisis, Perek HaMakabal. Umi Lanu Godol Mi Yosef. Who's greater to us than Yosef? Shenayisi Aronin Nidchu LePesach Sheni. That those who are carrying Yosef were pushed over the Pesach Sheni. Because the Gemara says, according to one opinion, that the people who approached Moshe about bringing the current Pesach or not being able to, because they were Tamei, were the ones who were carrying Yosef's body. And also the Gemara says that perhaps it was Mishal and El Tzafon who carried out the bodies of Nadav and Avihu. Okay, Nadav and Avihu were great people also. The same thing. And Nadav and Avihu were huge tzaddikim as well. Not only were they huge tzaddikim, but seemingly their death came directly from Hashem. Eish yotzem eish Hashem. A fire emerged from Hashem. So he continues, maybe these people are mako because the caves of where the people are buried have an opening of a tefach, and so therefore it's only midi rabbanon. It stops the tumah because of a tefach on top. They forgot the reason, and so they've taken on this minig. This is what my bubby used to do. She went to kivrei tzaddikim even though she was a kayin. I'm sorry. Women are not mitzvah. This is what my Zaydi used to do. He went to graves, even though he was a Kayin. But says Maril, even with Arainis that have a Tefach space, one should not be Saimich. It also has to be an opening on the side. Okay, without getting involved in the Hilchas Tumas Oil right now, The bottom line is the Maharil is clearly not endorsing any sort of heter for tzaddikim that you put, that a kohen can go to their grave. He says clearly that kibbutz tzaddikim armatame ba'oil. Okay, which brings us to the next important gemara for our conversation over here. The Gemara Baba Basra says Rabbi Benoah avakametzayim ha'arta. Rabbi Benoah would go around marking the caves, meaning the burial sites of different people. When he got to the burial site of Avram, Ashchel Eliezer, the whole famous Gemara, that he found Eliezer and so on. Fine, I'm not getting involved in this whole Gemara and what it means and so on. What's relevant to us is this. Says the Rashbam, he would enter the cave and he would measure their length inside. He would measure it outside. In other words, he would figure out adjacent to outside the grave exactly where it was. And he would make over there a marking of lime. So he was a tzioni. That's what he did. He was making tzionim. In order that they should recognize the place of Tuma. And they would not bring Taharas through this route, so as not to be ma'ahil, not to have a problem of oil on a kever. Okay? And Taisus explains, Mishum the kever saw some Tuma by Kasva Oila. When you have a closed up kever, the Tuma spreads straight up. Even with the Baseach Tefach, as we just saw in the Maril, that even with the Baseach Tefach, if it's closed, the Tuma goes straight up. Okay, so that is one source that we have this idea of marking kvarim. Now hold on to that because it's going to come up a little bit later. Here is the Gemara in Sukkah about who was Tameh from Pesach Sheni. The Gemara brings down it was those who carried the urn of Yosef. Others say it was Mishol and El Tzafan. But I'm going to jump here to the Gemara in Bava Metzia. Says the Gemara in Bava Metzia, Rish Lakish have Mitzayin Ma'arta the Rabbanon. Rish Lakish was marking the grave sites of the Rabbanon specifically. We'll see why in a second, specifically them. When he got to the cave of Rebbe Chia, he couldn't find it. All story in the Gemara that he couldn't find the grave of Rebbe Chia. Says Rashi, he would mark the cave of Rabbanon, that kehanim not be nichshol to walk over them, and to be mahil on them, that a takola not occur through these tzaddikim. In other words, it's a very strange Rashi. If we have time, we'll see later what's the pshat, why Rashi says it this way. But Rashi, well, let's cut to the chase over here. Rashi was bothered. Why did Rish Lakish only go to the graves of tzaddikim? Why did he mark everyone's graves? If it's such a grave matter, you don't want Kehanim becoming Tamei. So says Rashi that Rish Lakish didn't want that a takala should come about through these tzaddikim. Okay, that their grave is causing Kehanim to become Tameh. So it wasn't just about the Kehanim not becoming Tameh, it was about the Tzaddikim being the cause for it. In any event, what is relevant for our discussion is that you see over here that all these Tzaddikim, their graves, were Metameh. Not only were they Metameh, Rish Lakish's whole goal in marking them according to Rashi was to prevent people from becoming Tameh through these Tzaddikim. So again, at this point we have very little evidence to say that a tzaddik's grave is not metameh, certainly a modern-day tzaddik, so to speak. Okay? There is over here a very interesting Avni Nezer. I'm just going to try to go through it quickly over here. V'liyo yinira, v'hashvais, how do I say Arenish Yosef, to equate the carriers of the Aron of Yosef, gam hoda ein tumah b'tzaddikim, also the idea that there's no tumah b'tzaddikim v'hu. Dehine tam tumas meis, Kasav Rambam is from the autumn Mace Major Edush Anachash. Rambam says that Tumas Mace is because Adam and subsequent generations died because of the conspiracy of the Nachash. Ruchamash Amar Reb Chaim Vital says, Shagimel Tipe Mara, there's some item called three drops of poison, Shazarik Malchamavis, that the Malchamavis drops into a person, Metam Maguf, and this causes the body to become very impure. And the neshama just can't stay there anymore. And it leaves. And this poison is what causes tumas meis. This is the person who dies normally. Someone who's murdered. Very interesting. He does not die through the malachamoves. the reason of Egla Arufa, Al Kain Tzrich Lover, Letamazara, Kadesh Mishum, the Bimana, the Kutcha, Ba'in, Lishabro. Okay, that the Zohar says that the Tumas Mace comes to a murdered person because the Koiches HaTumah seek to attach themselves to a vessel that was used for Kedusha. You may have heard this idea in the past. These are very Kabbalistic ideas. Based on the reason of the Zohar, so by Tzadikim, you don't have this reason. The body is not merely a vessel for Kedusha, but rather the body itself becomes holy, and the body of a tzaddik is not one which the koiches achitzonim are able to attach themselves, because it wasn't just a vessel for Kedusha, but rather it itself becomes Kadosh. Okay, this is, by the way, one of the ideas behind the idea that the body of a tzaddik does not rot, does not decay, because the koiches achitzonim, which are manifested physically through physical decay, are not able to touch the body. Avol meis me'atzmai, someone who dies naturally, kol she'ena me'ameisim b'neshika, he is not from those who died in the shika, meis ha'adei malach ha'moves, k'meforish b'rach v'ilu m'galach, ha'shafilu ha'amai ro'am ha'gadoi l'amai m'isas na'adei malach ha'moves, v'tame ha'adei gemol tipin, becomes tame through these three drops. So even if there's no tumah because of the body being a vessel for Kedusha, but these three drops are there unless he dies through Neshika. Now, Cain, Davka, Rabbi Akiva, Shnemek, B'day Adam, who was murdered by the Romans, Shomer Elab, She'ein, Toma, Bat Tzadikim. Abel Yosef, Shemes, Me'atma, Yishapru, Kamar, Gemara, Yosef, Renesh, Yosef, Hoya. Okay? So here we have Abnezer. He's giving a Lomdisha Kabbalistic Pshat. By the way, if you've ever learned Shem Shmuel, who is Abnezer's son, his Mahalach and Torah very much follows this, that he's a lamdan in the world of Kabbalah. And he'll establish like dinim, you know, in Kabbalah or in Machshava and so on, and he'll give you a whole shtickle Torah to explain kashas based on various dinim. And essentially here the Abinezer is taking Kabbalah and using it to create two different dinim basically in Tumas Meis. Very interesting. Okay? And in a different piece, he continues over there and he says a similar discussion. It's still not good. Rabbi Bino was marking the cage of the Avos. They die with the Shika. So that being the case, we have to ask, why did Rabbi Bino have to mark the graves we saw in the Gemara before of Basra? Rabbi Bino marked the graves of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, a whole story over there, but we saw that they're part of the short list of those who died in Ashika, not with the Malach HaMavis. V'loi kashemidi, sharikach kosev Ramban, bashas chukas, shar neftorim bin Ashika, loi tamu min hadin, v'yalkein, hod Rabbi Bino, mishum of the marishoin, hakover b'doichoi. Very interesting. He wants to answer that, in fact, you are correct. It's not because of Avram, it's like Yaakov. It's because of Adam Arishon. It's a little schwer. The Gemara there is Mashma. He had to deal with Avram also. Okay? And also you have Esav's head is buried there as well. Esav certainly did not die in Mises Neshika. Although he was murdered by a human, but he certainly was not a tzaddik. Okay? Oid hikshu minotav aviyu. He also asks another one. Aviyah, because it's Uksuva, but Shuvah's Ma'aril. We saw this already in the Ma'aril. He gets involved in the whole discussion that there are different kinds of tzaddikim. Achine mevur b'Tanya. In the Tanya, it says kishnei minei tzaddikim heim. And he gets involved in the whole discussion of different kinds of tzaddikim. And you have to fit the right category of tzaddik. So the Abinezer is saying, even when it comes to tzaddikim, one has to distinguish between different kinds of tzaddikim. Not everyone is the right kind of tzaddik. Okay, but he basically says that you have a kind of tzaddik who is mahapich his physical self into taiv, and Nadav and Avihu didn't live long enough to accomplish that, and therefore their body was not fully purified. Okay, Rav Asher Weiss brings down this Abnezer, and he concludes Avshad Var Miskabel Mishilu Shel Pilpul VaKabbalah. Certainly, it's a wonderful shtickel Torah. Mikamokam Elisman Chaleim LaHalacha Kemuvin, but it's quite obvious that you cannot rely on the shtickel Torah LaHalacha. So again, we still have very sketchy sources.
you still didn't give us a definition of mitas nishika.
That's a separate discussion. There's actually a lot of different opinions what exactly mitas nishika means. This I can tell you. Someone who passes away in their sleep, to say that that's mitas nishika is certainly inaccurate. All right? When you've got a short list of six people in the history of the world, it's very, very, very specific. I'll just give you the Rambam's definition. The Rambam says, I think in Meir Nevuchim, he says that mitzvah neshika is as follows. He says that a person who spends his entire life being mizdabik b'Hakadosh Baruch Hu, okay, and becomes such a spiritual being and such a neshama type of person, so when it comes time for him to leave this world, the Shechina kaviyachol comes close, and the neshama is so powerfully attracted to the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that it's basically just sucked out of the body to cleave and to attach itself to Hashem through this irresistible force of the Shechina being there. That's what he calls a Misas Neshika. Okay? And so it's limited to people who are at that level of that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes close, that the Neshama is just, is nisoyered to such a degree to be able to leave the body. That's the Rambam's definition. There are other opinions. I gave a share a few years ago, on a Sunday morning on this subject of how exactly do you define Misas Neshika. But it's not for now. Okay? We move on. So here we have over here, Igor de Kala. This is from the B'nai Yisoschar, I believe. Tzvi Hirsch Dinover. So he gets involved in this whole discussion. Hine Amar Razal. Mishmeis Rebbe Batal Kuna. When Rebbe died, Kuna was Batal. Ein Sham B'Taisus Ksubas V'Yomis. Ya Tzadikim E'Metamin. Agam Sheyesh Deyes B'Zeh. Sham B'Taisus. There are other opinions in Taisus and Kol Zeh. Yesh Smach L'Zeh Mirushalmi. Mishmeis Rebbe Avamachrzi En Kuna Yoyim. V'chein B'Medrash Shoy Chartoyiv. In Mishlei we saw. Shel Yozal Nesatzik B'Kvuras Rebbe Akiva. V'Amar L'Talmidov. Sheh Tzadikim En E'Metamin. V'chein Noyagin Ba'ara Kadisha Ad Hayoyim. Sheh Akoyhanim Holchem Al-Kivri HaKadoshim. This is talking to the Minigan Eretz Yisrael. To this day, the Kehanim go to the graves of the Kedoshim. Okay. According to Amanda Omar, that it was those who carried the urn of Yosef. Or according to the other sheet in the Gemara in Sukkah, that the people who were tummy mazed by the Pesach, by the Korban Pesach, were those carrying Nadav and Aviyu, who were Kedosh El Yain. So now he gives a shtickle Torah, and he says like this. They made a kal v'chomer as follows. They said that if Tumas Kehuna is nidche for tzaddikim, then certainly so then he says, Kol Shekein, we should not be pushed off from bringing the Korban Pesach because of these tzaddikim to make us tamei, and we shouldn't be able to bring the Korban Pesach. Okay? That was their Havamina. In other words, he's asking a kasha as follows. Really, is the kasha, anyone who learns this, the parasha Pesach Sheni, what's pshat in the whole parasha? They came and they wanted to know, can we be makir of the Korban Pesach? Much said, no, you are tamei meis. Of course they knew that. What was their havamina that they should be allowed to? So Zok the B'nai Yisoschar, that their havamina was that because they were tzaddikim, and if Kehanim were not tamei, so Kal V'Chomer, they shouldn't be tamei if it's going to cause them to miss bringing the Korban Pesach. M'zeh Shomer Nachem Tameim L'Nefesh. Adam, V'aseis Adam, the Kedusha Shloi Sholto, B'Bisarim Zuham HaSanachosh, B'im B'im Tuma Lomo Nigara, nearly, he said, I thought it's Mishum Dahachi Lenemar Lohem, Shum Chuba Rakli Yisrael Bechlal. This is why they didn't get an answer themselves. It was an answer to Klal Yisrael. MSM also is a Pesach of Moedoy, Zok the B'nai Saskar, a gigantic, enormous, huge, tremendous Chiddush, that in fact they made the Korban Pesach. And it was just a general answer to B'nai Yisrael. B'nai B'nai Slavcha Nemar Lohem Chuba, by the daughters of Slavcha, next week's Parsha, they got an answer themselves. We don't see that Moshe gave them an answer directly. Okay. The bottom line is he's saying a huge chiddush that in fact they were not tamei meis, and this was just a general answer to Klal Yisrael. Okay. Take it or leave it. That's what he says. Okay. However, Okay, once we move into the world of Chassidus, we have a Lirei Tshuva from the Divrei Yechezkel. This is none other than Rev Yechezkel of Shinov, who strongly disagrees with this approach of the Bnei Yisachar. La'asher nitztavinu b'tar ha'kadosh l'hazer kehanam shmo yitamu matzasi es atmi m'chuyev v'dover b'dor hazeh lo yidi al am Hashem. As I find myself obligated in this door to inform the Am Hashem ki mashiyesh makilin v'oimrim shemutu l'kehanam leilich al kivrei tzadikim who toes. It's a mistake. Ve'elem omal lismoich l'hokil b'isr d'raisa chas v'sholim. And they don't have anything to rely upon to chas v'sholim b'meikol and isr d'raisa. Who, by the way, just as an aside, those who were around before Pesach, we did a shir on Tainis Bechoiris. And then we had a vart, I think it was in the name of Rabbi Cheskel Shinever, that he said a whole shtickle taira to explain that there is no Tainis Bechoiris. On the contrary, it's supposed to be a yomtiv for them. If you remember, there were a lot of skeptics about that shtickle taira. So this is not like a Rebbe who, you know, played kanoi and not to say interesting shtikl chteira to be miyashiv a minik, because this is the same Rebbe who had a very mechudish nekipshat in Tainas Bechairis to say that it does not apply at all. But here he's going to come out strongly that there's no heter to go to kivrei tzadikim. So he says, "V'hinei din zeh hu mefurish b'gemara v'rambam v'tur v'shulchan aruch yirdei dekoyin also b'elich b'toich dal amas shel kever." You don't want to go within 4 amas of a grave. Unless it's surrounded by walls, if it does have walls, 10 tefachim, he wants to move away 4 tefachim. There's no oil on top of him going out from the kever. That's totally awesome. Okay, I'm going to jump around over here because we're short on time. There's no mention of any distinction between tzaddikim and others. Okay, he says that there's no mention of. I think he means for certain tzaddikim there is mention a chiluk and tumas kehanim. From there it's a raya that for other tzaddikim you cannot go. But gam divrei agoda, sorry, whoops. The gam divrei agoda, shebegemara yesh raya lehepach. This is a gemara. Rabbi Benoah and Mitzayim Ma'arta. Rabbi Benoah would mark the graves. Upirish Rashbam shloi lahavi taharis derech kan shlo yayo akever. B'sham isa kimot l'ma'arta d'Avram Avinu. He got to the grave of Avram Avinu. Okay, so we saw that Ezra said that there was because of Adam Arishan, because of Esav, but he's not happy with that pshat. The Gamra Isi B'Shem, Charles Chivas Ma'aril, B'Shem Kofnun, he brings down Gamra Isi B'Sefer Echon Migdeliz Manenu, Shekosna B'Pasach D'Anach M'Tameim L'Nefesh Adam. He says, I saw in the Sefer of one of the Gedolim of our time, on the Pasach D'Anach M'Tameim L'Nefesh Adam, the Hayu Misupakim Him Tameim Ki Hayu Nois Aranish L'Yosef. Their whole suffix was if they were carrying the Aran of Yosef, right? The Hayu Misaskim Bino the Vaviu, who was there out to the Tarets Kushis Archaim Akadosh, the Ikshema Shalu, Haleba Asma Amrim Shem Tameim. And he wanted to answer the Kashis Archaim Akadosh that why are they even wondering? They knew they were Tomei. So that's the Bnei Yisachar that we just saw. Aval Mechilas Kavoy Terasa Kadosha, Ein Devar of Noichim Klal. He does not like his pshat, he explains why not. We're going to skip over that for now, but he rejects that whole approach. Shuv harili b'bav mitziyah, b'rashi gab b'rish lokish, havi mitzayin ma'art d'rabonon, d'pirish rashizal, d'takolo la tzadikim, it's a takolo for tzadikim, shei yikoshlo kehanem al yodom, harei d'toz godol hu ingin zeh, it's a big mistake, sheheim, medamet shu kovod la tzadikim, it is a big mistake to say it's a kovod for tzadikim, for a kohen to go and be matame. The adrabba who neged kavoidom k'mashem rashi zal. It's against their kovod. And Rish Lakish made a point that people should not go there and become tame. Okay, it gets involved in the whole discussion over why dafka all of the tzadikim that I mentioned earlier. That's a shaila. He discusses it and he concludes b'chol mi she yoyde al ha'emes yirish ha'devorim kainim v'amitim v'yizor milaver al mitzvus hater hakadosha. So he does not mince words. He says very clearly that it is problematic. Okay? However, we are not done. So again, so far we have the vast majority of sources we've seen give no indication of any heter to visit a grave of a tzaddik or even to be metame for their burial. However, we have a most fascinating Zohar over here. Comes the Zohar and says, Rabbi Elazar Omar, Koman de yishtadol be reisa l'shma. Anyone learns Torah l'shma. Lav misosli al yodot yetzer hara. He does not die through the Malach HaMavis, the yetzer hara. Begin the istakiv be ilona de chaye, because he's holding on to the Eitz HaChayim, v'lo arbi b'nei, he does not let go of it. V'begin kach, because of this, tzadikaya de mishtadli by raisa, tzadikim who are exert effort, are mishtadl and tayra, lo mistavi gufa de lohain, their bodies don't become tame, lo yishara alayu ruach mesava, because the koyach atoma does not rest upon them. Okay? That is the Zohar. So this Zohar would seem to be a source that tzaddikim don't become tamei. However, Rabbi Yisrael Mishklov, one of the major talmidim of the Goyim, in his sefer Pasa Shulchan, he says, "Yesh l'mnoya minig eze b'nei adam kaihanim shaholchim al kivrei tzaddikim." One should stop the minig of some people to allow kaihanim to go to kivrei tzaddikim. Hatanoim v'amayron v'goyinim v'omrim shakivrei tzaddikim enem etamim v'toz hu b'yodom. It's a mistake. And the Gemara says, and the earlier Rabbonim did not do this. So he brings down this Zohar that we just saw. I'm not going to go through the whole thing over here, but he brings down a lot of these sources, and he says, he says that the mistake of the Velt comes because of the Girsa of the Zohar. Let's zoom in over here so you can see it more clearly. Where there's a mistake in the Girsa. And he quotes the Zohar that we just saw. And he says, the Rabbi Elazar lo yoimer al Rebbe in Yitzeh. That Rabbi Elazar cannot say about Rebbe this idea. Okay, because the Zohar there brings down the whole story of Rebbe and so on. The Hakishemes Rabbi Elazar Shalach Rebbe Ledaber B'Ishtai. The Gemara says that when Rebbe died, Rabbi Elazar sent a Shadchan to see if Rebbe's Almana wanted to marry him. How did Rabbi Elazar Meis Koydim Rebbe? So you see when Rabbi Elazar died, Rebbe Rabbeinu HaKadosh sent a Shadchan to see if Rabbi Elazar Almana wanted to marry him. Rabbi Elazar made called him Rebbe. That means that Rabbi Elazar predeceased Rebbe. So how can you have a memory about Rabbi Elazar saying you're allowed to be metame yourself for Rabbi Yudah Nasi? Okay, and he says, I'm going to stop here because we're short on time. I want to finish up. But the bottom line is he rejects the Zohar. He says it's a mistake. He brings out a different girsa of the Zohar that is correct. But the bottom line is that Rabbi Yisrael Shklov rejects this whole Zohar. Now, in Pesachei Tshuva, which is on the bottom of Shulchan Aruch, he also brings down very clearly, V'ayim b'tshuvas bati kahuna bezdin, Simon Chav Gimel, Shakasa Mashanagu is a Kahanim, Lishtateach, Al Kivri Tzadikim, Elohim Amasha Yismachu, they don't have what to rely on. Isam Chiahod Issa Bemedrish, Huva Bialka Mishle Simites, Tamar Leo, and Tuma Betalmachochem, Lesso, that's not true. Shekharakosva Taisis, Preparka Makabel, Preparka Ba Alivimtoi, Tashamachal, Shoy Doicha Isai, that he was Madche that Rai of Iker Taima Mishum, I'm sorry, that Elio was being Madchem, the Iker Taima Mishum, the Havi Mes Mitzvah, the Herich Levar, Miachriach Latois, the Varish came, why did he say that? Okay, if he is Samchi Ahod, Isa Berg Misham Mes, Medalgan, Ainu, Agabi, Aroinais, if you're being Samich on this, that the Gemara says we skipped over the coffins, Im Kain Hochanami, Kim, the Rebbe Aroinais, Ishram Chalal Tefach, but the Gemara says that most Aroinais have a space of a Tefach, Rein Kan Tumad Araiso, Ulishtatech, Al Kibri Tatikim, like Gazru, to say that they were not geyser to spread oneself on the kever of a tzaddik, unless it's not true. Da'anoch kulu mishum mitzvah kavod abrius, because over there in the Gemara it's talking about kavod abrius. Aval ishtateach al kiver tzaddikim loy matzinu b'zeh mitzvah yedua. There's no mitzvah to go daven by a kever. Oy kaver chachamim. There's no kaver chachamim. Oy dilma loy nikvu klal b'arinus. Who says they're buried in arinus? Oy nirkavu. Or even if they were, maybe they aren't rotted. V'havi ke kever sasum. It's a bona fide kever sasum. The hutuma deraisa. So the Pesachei Tshuva brings down in Shulchan Aruch that you cannot do it. However, comes along Rev Alfandri, Saba Kadisha, I'm not sure his first name, and he is melamed zchus a little bit, and he says, "Ha'umnam nira dekimin the minig zeh whom is man kadmon mikamet doiris shenagul kain lishtateach sfardim ashkenazim v'loy michu bohem." Is already an old minig in Eretz Yisrael. V'chein min aroy loser l'chapis kidei lilmed zchus. We have to melamed zchus. And I will say the agam shadochisi la'el. Even though it's not a raya from that idea of bata kahuna, become welcome chayzer v'nira. However, we can go back and say that it is a good raya. Mishum the nira the kavanas devir of chaim koyinzal advarim kamash ma'usin desvir lei the ain tumah b'tzadikim. Not that it's because of the burial, but rather because there's no tumah by tzadikim. Umishum hachi mutter. Vayichiach me'ashas v'yirshalmi kench amr debata kahuna. Chmei sheviu came bekavanosay v'atayses v'arosh. V'hagam shehem dochu devar. Even though tayses and rosh knock off his words, become welcome near the yeshliyashay devar of. But nonetheless, it seems that we can be miyash of his words. Al pi shidas hashas, dilon uchmesha avar bezat deshmaya. We got near this for us alav echido. He's not the only one who holds this way. The rabbim nilvu imoy bazeh. Many others agree. The sfirul the ain tumah betzadikim kedivra medrash. Like the words of the medrash, gam kain velav dechuyu, and Elio is not just pushing him off. You can reisi gam kain mashomer haramban. He brings down the ramban. That the Ramban al Taira b'zeh l'shoyne da haniftarim b'neshika lo yitamu mina din u'sha amru tzadikim ena metamin. The mefurish yaitze the ma'asha amar liyok in la'av v'chuyahu eladina kamar, that's the din. U'lushitas li'ozil di b'chidusha li'evomis heishval did the Rabbeinu tam d'chas v'shon lo'ymar kein. Shem kenu nois in michshol livne either. How could you say that Eliyahu was being madchim? He's putting a michshol. Hamar b'tor shlagil v'sa adkan. Okay, we'll skip down here for a minute. They were not moicha. Okay? I'm going to skip to the end over here just because we are just about out of time. And he concludes, I'm accustomed to telling him that Shevi al Taisa is Odif. Okay? The Stechemet also is Gantz Machmir and says that it's an Isra Taira and there's really no room to be Makel. He goes through the whole Sugya, but he's pretty Machmir as well. Michas Asher over here also continues over here like we saw before. Now, I do want to point out one thing over here very interesting, and that he brings down over here, and that is an interesting Svek Sveka. Okay? He brings down a Svek Sveka. He wants to say as follows. I'm just going to mention it outside, because we're short on time. But he brings down over here Svek Sveka as follows. Number one is a Ravid that allegedly says, I'll say allegedly because it's not so posh that the Ravid even says it, but the Ravid seems to say that if a Koyan is already Tamei Meis, there's no Isser for him to become Tamei Meis again. Now, we don't Paskin this way. Let's be clear. We Paskin, even though we're all assumed to be Tamei Meis today, but nonetheless, a Koyan is not allowed to go into Beis HaKvaris and become Tamei again. But the Ravid holds once he's Tamei Meis, it's not Isser to go again. So based on that, since we're all assumed to be Tamei Meis, it wouldn't be Aser. He says, second of all, we have a second Sofik, because we're not even sure that today who is a Kayin and who is not. And therefore, there are those who want to say that it's a Svek Sveka, and to be Matir, because it's a double Sofik. Number one, maybe the Halacha is like the Ravid. Number two, maybe you're not even a Kayin. However, he rejects it. He says it's not a Svek Sveka. And then he brings down also that the whole din of the Ravid is not so clear. He brings down, again, I'm short on time, but he brings out a whole interesting story that the Noida B'Yehuda initially said that the Ravid holds this way, is not even Tame again, but he says that, I'll just show you quickly, and he convinced him that even according to the Ravid, there's an Isra D'Oraisa for a Kohen to be Metame a second time, even though he's Tamei already, the Noda B'Yehuda was Chayzer from his understanding of the Ravid because of that. Okay? So, bottom line, I'm just scrolling through here. Rav Avadi Yosef over here comes out Lechumra. I'm not going to go through, but just so you could see sideways. Lefichach mitzvah lo'echiach lo'kehanam acharedim lidvar Hashem ba'amira ne'ima to say pleasantly leval yachnisu atzmam b'sofik iser tumah d'Oraisa. Not to go into a Sofik tumah iser d'Oraisa.
Okay,
Birchas Toif. Those who can give Toichocha nicely, they'll get a bracha. Okay? Over here also, he goes through in this a whole shtickle over here about the back and forth. This individual, Rabbi Rev Mordechai Spielman, apparently wrote an entire sefer called Tzion L'Nefesh Tzvi on these halachas of Kehanim and of Tumas Meis, and he goes through the whole sugya. But I'll just show you quickly over here that Rev Shlomo Zalman Arbach over here said, okay, so that is Rev Shlomo Zalman's bottom line. So again, there are a lot of kehanim or noyg to be makel to go to kivrei tzadikim, especially in Meron by Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. There are other shtickel chtera about the fact that maybe there's taka an oil on top of the oil of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, and it's not metame. But there's an enormous amount of skepticism around that as well, and people don't know exactly where they are allowed to go, where they're not allowed to go. A lot of places will tell you that a kohen shouldn't go to the whole area of Meron at all, because there are graves all over the place, and it's hard to tell where the graves are and where they're not. You have to know where you're walking, where you can walk, where you can't walk. The bottom line is that although there are mekilim, mitzad halacha, it seems very sketchy. And Nit Gavriel says it best, yeshayitir lekahanim lekonez le'toich habinyan, even going to the building, okay, so that's our bottom line, and with that we will stop here. Shakayach, everyone.
Shakayach, thank you very much.
Have a wonderful week. Kol tov, doctor, it's good to have you back.
Kol tov, thank you.
Zagazant.